WPHM. More Blue Water Newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is 8:40 on this Thursday morning. J.D. Jowett and I have just decided we are not going to go into competitive eating. I think, is that right?
No.
I don't know how Joey Chestnut does that. 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That's just huge. I couldn't imagine. I can't eat three hot dogs.
No. And they show this thing on ESPN. It's like an actual sporting event on the 4th of July. And it's the only way I can describe it is it's just gross.
So how do you train?
Yeah. Spent a lot of time at Coney Island, I would think. Anyway, all right. J.D. Jowett, good morning.
Good morning,
here
Paul.
From Golf Country, which supports the Blue Water Junior Golf Tour, which is in full swing now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We actually have an event tomorrow at Port Young Country Club, and we have one Monday at St. Clair Country Club. Two great venues, two great events, and the kids love them. And the clubs are so nice. They take care of everything. They treat us just like royalty when we go there.
You've got some really good golfers on the tour this year, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have some awesome scores. We last week in Holly Meadows, well, it was June 25th, Caden Bruno shot a 69 for 18 holes. He's in the 14, 15-year-old division. And Logan Palmateer shot 77, and he took second. And then in the 16, 18-year-old division, we have Sam Militello. He's one of the kids that come up from downriver, and he shot 76.
Man, that's outstanding. That's great. These kids are really obviously into it, and sounds like they've probably been playing golf for some time.
Well, they have. Both Logan and Sam have been taking lessons with Paul out at Golf Country, Paul Jacks. And we also have Chad Nozo. He shot 78 at the Elks, which everybody around here has played there. They know how tough that course is. And he's in the 14, 15-year-old division, and that's for 18 holes. Couple other great scores we had in the girls division at the Elks was Madeline Blum shot 81, and then out at Holly Meadows we had Madison Badges, she shot 84, and those are both 18 hole scores. So across the board, the competition's there. Mm-hmm. If your kids are looking for competitive golf, there's a lot of it out there. There's a lot of quality golf to come and play.
That's fantastic. You've had some that have qualified for the drive, chip, and putt, right?
Yes, we did. We had two juniors that qualified for the drive, chip, and putt, the one you see at the Masters tournament. They have a whole day event for them, and these are the beginning qualifiers. We had Morgan Jones went on to the second level, and she did very, very well. She's another student of Paul Jacks out at Golf Country. And also, Trevor Missick is first qualifier or first alternate through his division. So the kids are really doing well. They're listening. They're learning. Their level and skill level is really growing. So we just expect great things out there. And the tournament series is just going to start growing.
That's fantastic. And if you've got kids that show an interest in golf, if they like, going out with dad and playing, a few holes, it's probably a good idea to invest in the right equipment for them, isn't it?
It is. And we do club fitting out there. We have U.S. Kids. We have Tour Edge. We also have the Callaway and Ping and Cobra that we can supply. But it is really important, again, like you touched on, Paul, and it's just not for kids or just for juniors. It's also for adults and ladies to get proper clubs, to get fitted, get the right length and the right lie. I probably have three people a week, if not more, that come in and, say, oh, I just can't get the distance. I don't have the direction. My disbursement's wide. And we take a look at their clubs and just do a little assessment. And sometimes we find out the shafts are too heavy for them. Their lie is too upright for them. Once we put them in something that fits, we do static measurements as a benchmark to start with and jump off point, and then we have them swing them. But then they realize, it's not me. Don't blame yourself.
I was going to say, it's got to be a great sense of relief to find out that it's the equipment, it's not you, because, people that once had a better game and the game is beginning to slip a little bit, they say, what have I done wrong? I must be doing something different, or I just don't have the same ability I used to. It might be the equipment. As your body changes, as your strength and your shape and everything else changes, so changes the need for different equipment.
It does. And sometimes as the season gets a little bit longer on us, you know, we do need softer shafts. I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes for guys to go from a stiff shaft to a regular to a senior, but it just makes it that much easier. And also in reference of clubs and the way clubs are manufactured, going from a hybrid, going from an iron to a hybrid, or switching to higher lofted fairway woods. They do make, like Callaway goes all the way through an 11 wood now. And sometimes everybody, not just gentlemen, but they hit fairway woods easier.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is psychological, you know, which golf is a big game in that area.
For sure.
It just makes it much easier to hit that ball in the air and get the distance, and they're straighter. So put a 7 wood. You know, I have a lot of guys I've fitted in 4 woods and 7 woods now, and they have a lot more success. They really enjoy it. It takes the place of maybe their 4 iron, you know, or 3 iron they used to hit really well. It gives them that opportunity to hit that par 3 that's 200 yards away. You know, because the distance is easier for them to achieve, and they get a higher flight with it. Because when you put a 4 iron in your hand and you're trying to go 200 or 210, you really just try to swing too hard. You know, and then you're not stable, you're off balance, and then the ball goes sideways. So with a fairway wood, you can swing easier. You know, it's a smoother swing. Mm-hmm. It feels like there's a little more weight on the end of the shaft, so you can feel it in your backswing. And it just goes higher, and it lands just as soft, and it just makes it more fun.
And it's not cheating.
No, it's not.
Because this is what the pros do. The pros get the right equipment
they
for
do.
What they're doing.
And they spend hours and hours.
Yeah.
Fitting.
I'm sure.
3 days picking a driver. And sometimes they'll come out with 50 drivers to choose from, you know, and they'll find maybe 2 in that whole batch that works. So that's why it's important. We do have TrackMan. We have the latest technology, and we show full flight. You can see the flight of the ball. And we have yardages every 25 yards. So you know the distances you're hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
What I encourage people to do is bring their existing equipment and let us hit those first. That'll give us a benchmark where you're at. You know, we use the same golf balls. So the only thing we're changing is either a shaft or a head or a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's in a different color as we tag it. And we can do it by groups, and it gives averages. So we can average your 5 swings. So maybe the club that you hit that was a ping, and it's 5 swings. So there's really, you know, no guesswork. It's right up in front of you, and I'll explain everything to you. The launch, the club speed, ball speed, vertical landing, and everything. So you have a complete understanding. I think knowledge is power. The more you know, the better and easier it is to make a decision.
Yeah, and the better equipment you have, the better your game is going to be. And the better your game is, the more fun it is to play golf. Because if you're just out there beating yourself up every time you go out, you're not going to want to go out anymore.
You're not. It's not going to be any fun. And if something's not fun, we tend to do it a lot less.
Right.
And this is a great sport. And it's a sport you can play a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, we got guys that are 80, 85 still playing and having a lot of fun and being competitive.
Yeah.
You know, just through picking the right equipment, making it so that everything fits them, you know, and not what they see on TV, you know, or not what their buddy's playing that's maybe 20 years younger.
Yeah.
You know, we make it work for you. But that's just what we do there. We want to make it fun, whether it be through lessons, you know, with Paul or Wendy. The ladies come out. Wendy does a great job. If you're even considering it, maybe your husband's been playing and you're both ready to retire and he wants you to start playing golf with him, you know, come on out and see Wendy and she can
take
get you
lesson.
Started.
Yeah.
We have equipment from all ranges, price ranges from $299, you know, all the way up to obviously, you know, your Callaways and your Pings.
Right.
But we can fit your needs, whichever your price, you know, range is and your equipment level.
Very good. What are your hours out at Golf Country?
Our hours are 9 until 8, Monday through Saturday. And noon until 5 on Sunday, and we're at 4730 Smith Creek Road in Kimball Township. And the number you can reach us at is 810-364-9160. Or if you want to look and see and get your kids involved in Blue Water, you can go to Golf Country Online and hit the Blue Water tab, and it'll direct you there and give you a list of the expense to join. It's $45 to become a member, and then you can buy the tournaments as you go.
Great. All right, good stuff, J.D. I always appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, we'll see you next week. J.D. Jowett with us from Golf Country on WPHM. It's 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock.